A word for you from Proverbs chapter 19 verse 23. The fear of the Lord leads to life, and whoever has it rests satisfied. He will not be visited by harm. I know that the word fear always has a negative connotation in this era of ours, but there is the healthy connotation that the Bible gives, and in fact it's not just healthy, but it leads to life itself. You see, the fear of the Lord means that you stand in awe of God, and you stand therefore in awe of His Word. These days I was reading Spurgeon, who says, and quoted a verse also from Proverbs, that the fear of the Word and of the commandments is healthy. And he goes on to say, even if you are mocked, you should learn to mock the mockery of the mockers, or to scoff the scoffing of the scoffers, because of course they see it in a negative way, because they do not fear the commandments of the Lord. Here though, we're told to fear the Lord Himself. And what does it do? It leads us to life. And that is not just life eternal, although that is the main intent of this word, but it's life here on earth. It'll lead you to health here on earth. Because as you fear Him, you fear sinning against Him, grieving Him. Of course, as believers in Jesus Christ, we can fear and love Him at the same time. We stand in awe, a loving awe, a wonderful reverence of God. And that leads us to life. And it continues to say, whoever has it rests satisfied. Tell me, you who are listening now, do you rest satisfied at night? Or do you rest with a painful conscience? Oh Lord, I'm sorry I sinned again. I did it yet again. Help me not to do it again tomorrow. That is the way of death. But the fear of the Lord leads to life, a deliverance from sin, through our Lord Jesus Christ. This Lord that we fear has provided the sacrifice, the means for us to be saved from our sin. And then finally it says in the verse, He will not be visited by harm. Yes, no harm by God Himself, who has saved that person who fears Him. And no harm, no real harm, no lasting harm by the world either. Because the Lord can deliver you even from the harm that the world would want to inflict upon you.